Welcome to episode 92 of Bite-Sized Blessings. This week, I interview Helen Noakes, who, among many things, is a writer, a playwright, a poet, an editor, an artist, and a traditional Reiki master. She is a true creative, and I think sometimes, as you'll hear in this podcast, sometimes when you channel the energy of the universe, because that is the only way that I can state this, Helen absolutely has a connection with spirit, with God, however you define that energy, and she just absolutely channels it. And in this podcast, she does say, when she does her healing work, when she does Reiki, that it's not her that's doing it. And it's similar to those healers in Puerto Rico from Maria Benedetti's episode. They just say, it's not us who's doing the healing. They are just conduits, they are channelers for that energy to come through to heal other people. And I think that's a theme here on this podcast, that a lot of the healers, the writers, the poets, the creators, those who are truly loving other human beings, who are loving on this earth, on this planet, they're just channeling that energy, that healing energy, that energy of pure love. And so Helen is another excellent example of this, quite honestly. And for a lot of those healers, it starts very early in their life. And I think when you hear the story of Helen's, you'll understand that it was the same for her. And so now, my episode with the inspiring and lovely Helen Noakes.
My first intimation of something, of a sort of awareness experience, was when I was 12, and it scared the daylights out of me. We had friends. The lady was taking care of her husband, who was very, very ill and invalid. And we would visit her. She was a Russian lady, very nice. And I loved it because she had two wonderful dogs and I could play with them. We didn't have a car in Japan. We used public transport. So when we were leaving, and my mother and my grandmother were walking with, you know, I was walking with them towards the tram, and we were waiting for the tram to come. My grandmother said, oh, you know, I don't think he looks too good. I don't know how long he'll last. And I just came out with, he's going to die tonight. And they all looked at me. And after I said it, I felt like cold, you know, and he did die that night. I had one experience in Santa Fe that was really, it left me gobsmacked, as the Brits say. When I first arrived, I really, really wanted to go to Ghost Ranch. I had a friend, this psychic friend I was telling you about, who told me about Michael. He was a friend I knew from college, and he introduced me. He wanted to introduce me to this lady who was an anthropologist who worked with the local tribes, the Indian tribes, in the 50s. And she knew Georgia O'Keeffe, and she was, you know, really a very interesting lady. We had dinner. John invited her to dinner. And I had one of my incredible experiences with Reiki, actually, the energy stuff. She was sitting next to me. And I started to burn my fingers. I started to turn red. And she said, are you all right? And I said, Kate, can I ask you a question? And please don't get upset. I explained I'm a Reiki master. And I said, do you have a blood disorder? And she looked at me and she says, I have leukemia. And she just, you know, and I was like this. And I said, well, you know, I've since gave her some treatment, but she told me about Ghost Ranch and made it sound so interesting that I decided one day to go. And I drove down there all excited. I checked in. I knew better than not to. I checked in with their guards over there. And he said, do you know what a rattler looks like? I said, yeah, I know. He goes, well, we've got one you can take a look at. And he says, you be careful of them, because you're at the right time where they're, you know, they have their eggs and they're aggressive when they're protecting them. And I said, oh, okay, stay on the path. Do not go off, you know, whatever. So off I trot with my little water bottle and my hat and my camera. They, you know how they have those maps on the boards, and I went to look at the route to get to the ranch. And out of nowhere, comes this very tall, very thin man, white hair, young face, blue eyes, wearing sort of grubby shorts and t-shirt and running shoes. And he's running in place. He says, "Have you done this before?" And I said, "No." And he says, "Well, listen, I'm going to run along the mesa, and you keep checking up, and if I see anything that's dangerous, I'll let you know, because I know where the dangerous things are." And I said, "Okay." And he says, "What are you going to do? You're going to go?" I said, "I want to see the rocks that George O'Keefe did." And he says, okay, I get it. You know, he was just very dismissive of that. He didn't care. So I thought, okay, he thinks I'm a crazy loon, but that's okay. I am. So he went off, and he's running now. And I'm walking, and the way, you know, what is that? I still remember the Carol Burnett guy who used to say, "And she's walking and walking." That's the way I was walking, because I was looking at things going, "Oh my God, there's the hill and there's the mountain and there the rocks are really that color." And you know, I'm doing all this crazy stuff. I'm taking pictures, and then I remember to look up, and I see him up, and he waves, and I wave, and you know, so I kept going. And we get to the ranch, and he came running down, and there was a gate there, and there was another direction to go to the main building, and I was going to go there to get some water and use the loo and all that. And he said, "Everything fine?" And I said, "Everything's fine." And he disappeared, gone. And I'm standing there like, "What just happened?" I'm not kidding you. And he disappeared. So I am just like, you know, chills going down my spine, and I'm tootled over to the ranch thing, and I, you know, get some more water and all that. And I was sitting there going, "Oh my God, was that Michael? Or was that something, some angel he sent to protect me? That was a protector. He was watching over me the entire time." And then I was thinking, "You're walking slowly. He was supposedly running. And every time you looked up, he was running. So he should have arrived way before you." No logic worked. I mean, I was so overwhelmed by it. It was such an amazing thing to happen. You know, New Mexico, that area, it's magical. It really is. There's a lot of wonderful things happening there. I have a friend who's a Jungian analyst, and she died some time ago, just a year ago. It was heartbreaking. She was in her 90s, one of the brightest, most wonderful people I knew. Anyway, she told me, she said, "I don't know, there's something, you were given a gift, and you know, you need to pay attention to it and be grateful for it," which I am every single day. I'm always saying thank you. She said, "You know, because a child who's gone through what you went through would not be so hopeful. And for some reason, yeah, you know, I went through the pain and I did a lot of grieving over it, but I always knew there was this something else, that there was a universal mother who loved me. There was an energy that was loving and caring and healing." And I think it was because of my great uncle. He had spent several years in a monastery in Tibet, and he was a very spiritual, very wonderful man. He wasn't religious. He never went to church, but he was very powerfully spiritual. And I think that's what kept me going. He opened my eyes. You know, there's the face of God in this flower. And I think from that moment on, he put this idea in my head that God is in everything. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bite-Sized Blessings and my interview with the beautiful Helen Noakes. She reminds me that healing is possible, hope is around every corner, and that we should keep our eyes open for the magic and the mystery that's out there. I need to thank the creators of the music used for this episode, John Bartman, Frank Schroeder, Raphael Crux, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to other episodes, to books, change makers, and artists I think will lift and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Helen. Be hopeful. Be a healer. We might not all be given gifts, like being a Reiki master, but we can compliment other people, we can pick up trash on our hikes, out in the woods, or wherever you go hiking. We can all do little things every day that make this world a better place, that heal it. We all have that capacity. We all have the capacity to heal. So be like Helen. Go out there and heal the world in whatever way that you can do it. And I'll see you next week.